business. Pre-money cap table. When an equity investment happens, the investor buys a stake in the company against investing capital, making the investor a shareholder in the company. This changes the shareholding structure of the company completely. Let us understand how changes in company shareholding structure are captured in the cap table. Consider TerraMan, a D2C company that sells men's grooming products. This was founded last year by Rohan and John. To start the company, Rohan and John invested 50,000 rupees each as share capital. This means that the total share capital for TerraMan is Rohan's 50,000 plus John's 50,000, which equals to 1 lakh rupees. This share capital is actually the value or the price of shares issued to Rohan and John. If we put this into a formula, we get the number of shares issued multiplied by the price per share, which is equal to the total share capital. Since no investment has happened so far in the company, the price per share is equal to the face value of the share, which is 10 rupees. This tells us that the number of shares issued to Rohan and John is nothing but dividing share capital of 1 lakh rupees by the face value of shares, which is 10 rupees, and this comes out to 10,000 shares. Since Rohan and John contributed equally to the share capital, 50,000 rupees each, both of them are issued an equal number of shares. So Rohan gets 5,000 shares and John gets 5,000 shares. Hence, they own an equal stake in the company, that is 50%. Let's take a look at the cap table that represents this shareholding